You're listening to Tucson Business Radio X. And now with Josh Gruber, here's Weeding Out Business, a program that tells it like it is. If you want to be successful on Business Radio X, here's Josh.
Good afternoon. This is Josh Gruber, owner of Poppy Yard Solutions, host of this show, Weeding Out Business, episode number 4. We'll stop counting after 10. We're here on Thursday, October 18th. At the Stewart Title Studio in Tucson, Arizona. I'm excited for today. I got a pretty cool show, I think. I got some cool guys on here. One I've known for a while, and two I just met. One I met last week. But I think we got it rolling quick, and I was excited to ask him, and I didn't think he'd say no, and he didn't. So, that guy's name's Chris. I'll just start to my right here and go around and introduce everybody real quick. Chris Antonio, and he's with Southwestern Consulting, and he's a professional sales and leadership coach. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Man, I'm honored. Thank you for having me.
And next to him is Odin Rain. He is a realtor with Lopez Newton Realtors at Long Realty. He's an agent that focuses on buyers and helping those people find their dream homes. And we're gonna dig in with Odin and see how what he's doing to grind. Thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely, Josh. Appreciate the invite. You said last night, hey, you want to be on the podcast? I say yes. So I'm excited to be here.
Very cool. And then the last on my right is Zach Mooney. I've known him for a long time. And he's the branch manager at Guild Mortgage. Him and his team just got started with Guild and have been, I assume, cranking. Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity, and we're new with Guild, but we're cranking like we've been doing it for 10 years, which is about how long I've been in the business for.
Right, and we're going to just start over there with you, Zach. You've been in the mortgage industry for 10 years. That's a lot more than most people, I think, right? Do you think your business is in and out, or is it a?
Well, I think there's a lot of. A lot of turnover in our industry just due to the complexities and the nature of the business. It's not built for a lot of people. There's a lot of stress that comes around with our job when it comes to clients. We're helping them make the biggest financial decision of their lives. And coming along with that is all the stresses. Am I going to get approved? How am I going to get my keys? When am I going to get my keys? What kind of paperwork do I need? And all the fears that they have with that buying process. And I think it coincidentally weeds out a lot of people in a short span.
That's funny. I don't know. Before you, it seems like I never knew anybody in the mortgage industry except one guy who talked about being in it, and he doesn't even live in this state. And then come to find out that there's probably a handful of guys from my grades, 3 or 4 years within age, that work with you or B are in the industry. I always ask people other people on the show, what is it like working against some people that are good friends of yours, and how can you work together?
Well, I don't really look at it as working against them. I mean, we all work for the same common goal. I mean, if you're in this business for the long haul, it's to help people. And so I pride myself on taking care of clients, and I have a lot of peers in this industry, my age, older, younger. That I look up to, and we support each other. I mean, Tucson's a small community in a sense of word of mouth is important. So I like to operate by doing good business, never talking about competition in a negative sense, and really supporting others. I mean, I have a lot of good friends that are in the business. I mean, we talk to each other. We see what each other are doing. We promote each other. We like each other's information out there in the social media world. To me, it's not a competition. There's a ton of business to be had out there. People are always looking to buy. Always need financing. I like to be one of the people that they go to. But I don't think of the competition as more of, hey, there's a lot of people that are blessed to be in this industry with me.
Right. No, I mean, it's mind-boggling how many people are here and how many houses are here. And there isn't a competition. I don't think in much things, if you create that good brand, right? If you create a solid foundation of you do good service, you're reachable, easy to communicate with. All these different, punch items that people want when dealing with people, you have nothing to lose. So what's one of the things that, I know you're a pretty regimented person, do you do the core? Are you affiliated with the core?
No affiliation to the core. I think what you're looking at, or asking, Josh, is what do I do on a regular basis that helps me stay in this business?
Yeah.
So yes, I'm very systems oriented. You know, I like to start every day with a quick huddle and team meeting with my sales team to talk about the incoming business that we have as far as leads and opportunities. Then we're going to go over current pipeline, anything that's in transaction, where it stands. You know, part of operating and running a team is really making sure that everybody's on the same page from a communication standpoint. So I like to start every day with a quick huddle, 10, 15 minutes, make sure that we can prep and start our day in the right direction. So systems, we get into the team meeting, then we like to really focus in on time blocking and calendaring our important items. I think that's one of the biggest missed opportunities that a lot of people have is really dedicating that time to do the activities that are needed to sustain business, right, let alone grow business. You know, a lot of times we're thinking about how do we grow? Well, let's at least make sure we can handle what we have coming in before we can take those next steps.
Right.
So I really push my team to manage and work off of a calendar, everything from their personal items to their professional day-to-day tasks. You know, we go back at the end of every week and we see how accurately we were able to hit our items on calendar so we can work to be better the next week.
Right.
When it comes to other practices, you know, we track our leads and we look at them daily. We review them weekly. We touch base with them daily and weekly, depending on where they're at in the process. Communication to our real estate partners on a daily basis as well. So we're really system oriented. You know, a lot of reports. You know, we're in the numbers business, so we do see a lot of numbers and analytics. But I think really the basis for me is making sure that we're talking to people daily, and we have everything aligned from a team calendar standpoint, so we know how much business we can take on and make sure that we're still providing the service levels we want.
Right. So I just have a question. I don't know if you guys have any questions. You could pitch in after this, but say I purchased a home and you did do our mortgage, and I have a great, you know, great experience for whatever reason. It was stress-free, no, nothing. I didn't need to do anything. Am I able to be like, if another person, I want to go through Zach, or is that up to the realtor that they're working with?
Great question. I mean, a lot of our referral business does start from the real estate agent in today's world. Consumers look online for the property that they love and then fall back into how can I get approved for it? Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of relationships that do start with the real estate agent. But of course, Josh, I mean, if you know anyone who's looking to buy and they want to get a good solid option when it comes to their mortgage, you can definitely send them my way. I work with any and all real estate agents, as long as they're licensed professionals. When it comes to taking in referrals, you know, real estate agents may have their preferred relationships, but we always focus on what the client wants. Right. So, I mean, just this week I closed two loans for two personal friend contacts or buyers, and I had never worked with their buyer's agent before. So those are two new relationships. So we do get a lot from real estate agents, but we also can work with anyone, and it really the client dictates who they're going to use, whether it's me, another mortgage person, or, you know, the realtor referral.
Right. Very cool. Awesome, man. We'll come back to that a little bit more. Odin.
Hey,
Odin
hey.
Rain, realtor, team member, Lopez Newton, realtors. Pretty, you know, some would say they could be the best in town.
And definitely.
So how does that feel to be a part of that?
I mean, we are the number one veterans team in the city and, you know, consistently platinum level within Long Realty, which is the biggest real estate agency in the city, so in Southern Arizona, as a matter of fact. So yeah, it feels good to be on the Lopez Newton team for sure.
Right. So, you know, this show is, we try to focus on how do people, you know, let's get in and see how people grind, see what they do. What do you do on a weekly basis? What's the team been doing? What are the goals that you set on a Monday? You know, as far as Facebook Live videos go, I know you're doing a lot of interesting things. So where do your priorities set?
Yeah, part of my marketing strategy, take over with social media, whether that's videos of myself. You know, I like to edit, you know, get some real smooth editing in there, music in the background. Just, hey, you know, just showing a personality. Sometimes a picture is good, but when you get somebody moving, realize a little bit of their personality, and then have that sample to go bring to your company, for example. Like, I want to record you putting in an irrigation system and be able to put that into commercial for some digital marketing. So that's some of what I'm doing. As I'm driving around the city, people are buying, selling houses. I want to call those signs like, hey, what can I help you buy? And maybe that's somebody with a rental property who wants to maybe expand in their investments. or get rid of a certain rental property because they don't like being a landlord. You know, right. Building, you know, my network, top 50, getting landscapers, painters, lenders on my team. So those are things that I'm doing in my business to just grow that.
Right, and try to create relationships.
Absolutely, just do good for the city. People doing good things for the city, that's what I love. I love Tucson, I fell in love with Tucson the first time I saw it in 2008. I woke up September 26th, I drove in from Phoenix at nighttime. And when I wake up the next day, I'm on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Uncle Sam sent me here, and I'm familiar with Phoenix. Phoenix is nothing like Tucson. Like, don't get it twisted. Nobody out there can get it twisted. So I wake up, and I can't get the smile off my face. And then all day, like 8 hours, just this is one of the most beautiful places I've seen on this earth. So I want to be able to, you know, share that with people and then put in for people doing good for this city and be involved with those types of people.
That's cool, man. I felt like a little weird feeling in me when you said how happy you were when you woke up that morning. Yeah. I take for granted every day. You too.
I'm humbled by the mountains every day. Like, it makes me feel a certain way in my core.
Yeah. Like, no, it's really is amazing. And when you see people, you know, like you were in that period of your life, really soak it in and not get to see like a landmark every day. It's like, You don't take for granted how cool that is and how different it is.
Uncle Sam had me in Grand Forks, North Dakota prior to here. So Great Plains.
So what do you think in the next week going forward, you know, what's gonna make you, you know, have the best month, best October you've had in a while?
Putting more in.
Just putting
more social media videos, you know, driving around, seeing more signs, calling more people, finding those gems of houses. You know, I found an interesting one yesterday where the owner maybe is not quite interested right now, but didn't hang up on me. So he said, yeah, check in later. So little things like that.
Did you see that as you're driving through town?
Driving through town, saw a house that looked abandoned.
Really?
Yeah.
Had a sign?
No sign. Okay. Just it looked abandoned. Just boarded up, weeds in the yard. Nobody was living
there. Weeds?
So. Yeah, so hey, maybe you want to sell this house and maybe you don't. But in the meantime, I got somebody who can take care of these weeds for you.
So did you just go knock on the door?
I called him up.
How did you get the number? Secret service?
Secret squirrel stuff. I was in the military for 14 years, Josh.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm just wondering how you got this guy's number and how'd you call him?
I can get things.
So you got the number, you called him, and you didn't hang up, and you never know, right?
Never know.
Maybe you know, did a little something special inside of him in your phone call, and he'll call back.
Yep, so more of that. Just getting out there, just getting reacquainted with the city, because though I moved here for the first time in 2008, I did move away in 2013. And then my wife and I, we just decided to come back this year, so beginning of this year. So I'm getting back reacquainted with the city, rebuilding my network, getting out there, making relationships.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Very cool. You know, I think one thing that we all have in common, Zach, Odin, and Chris, myself and Mark too, is something that Chris obviously is like is soaking up. You know, he's a business coach. He's, you know, looking to help people too, right? That's the goal of your whole business, is to help people. I don't think you could go anywhere if you don't do that. So yeah, Chris Antonio's third guest. I wanted to save him for last because, you know, he's the coach. I wanted him to hear what they had to say and then, you know, have some good content coming out of him. And so you're with Southwestern Consulting. What is that company affiliated with you, and how did you start working for them, or is it your company? Or
yeah, I am. You know, I'm happy to be here and at your service. You know, first I want to say, you know, listening to Zach and hearing the systems he's implementing with his schedule and his team, you know, that is actually something that's common with top teams and top producers. So when you were saying that, I was like, right on, man. That's rocking. And, you know, just sitting next to Odin here, you know, sharp guy and has a heart to serve and beautify the community. You know, that's really what got me into coaching. Is I love meeting people, learning about their story. And you know, every person that is good has a coach, or everyone that has become great at something has a coach. If you look at, you know, whether that's Michael Jordan, whether that's LeBron, or even like your high school coach, right? So, for me, coaching is something that is pretty natural to me in terms of what my common, my core values are. So if I can look at you and help to bring out the best in you and in service to your customers, that really, you know, brings a lot of fulfillment, a lot of joy. And so Southwestern is a 160-year-old company, and it's actually a family of companies. And Southwestern Consulting is the coaching and consulting division of the company. And I actually, recently made the transition to become a certified coach with them in September. And so I'm just really excited to meet people, meet business owners, and see how I can help, how I can serve, how we can, we met actually at a networking event, and have to make your little introductions. And, a lot of my clients have the goal of increasing their income. And I like to say, refer to that as, hey, I can help you earn more money for your honey. And the reason I say that is, a lot of top producers, hard workers, they are trying to provide an amazing lifestyle for their family, for their kids, for their spouse, right? And so that's one of the things I help people do, is to help them identify, how they can be more efficient, take someone that is good and become amazing at what they do.
Right. That's very cool. For the last 10 years, probably kind of like involved in some sort of like motivational, people of influence on Facebook through, businesses that I was introduced to, gave it a go or whatever. And, the whole business coach it's not something new, it's definitely something that it's a proven thing that if you have a coach, you will, you'll have a little bit more than most. What do you think is a niche that's been a successful market for you to go after? Has there been like a common type of business person to want services more than like another?
Sure. Yeah. My background is primarily financial services, retirement planning, small business consulting. And so, that's who I've worked with. Really it's anybody that has a product, a service that they have to offer, and they're looking to either, increase their efficiency with their time, with their scheduling, kind of like what Zach was talking about, or they're, maybe they're, they worked really hard, they made a career transition, and maybe they were a teacher before, and now they, studied and passed their Series 6 and 63, and now they're, a registered representative, or passed their licenses to become a realtor, and they're looking at, I'm hungry to learn from, how can I maybe collapse that time frame to where I can learn some of the habits of top producers and top, people who have that high performing mindset.
Right. Yeah. I think whatever you do, whether you're, helping people get their mortgage loan, selling them people that house, and, training those two individuals that did that in a skilled way, and helping me, hula ho weeds faster, right, with a better mindset, obviously that's not the type of coaching you would provide me, because I don't need any help in that avenue. It's really cool to be able to help people. And I think that, the true end result in working with somebody like you would be a relationship over time, right? I think that, if Absolutely. You're going to have a coach, you're going to almost become one of their best friends and give your time to them and vice versa. I think it's a challenging position to be in, because having people rely on you is A, great, and B, well, it could get old. Your kids get old and they don't rely on you anymore, you love your kids, but when they get older, it's time to get on and do your deal,
Right.
I don't rely on my parents anymore, and I'm sure happy they missed it. But, so I think if you get a client for 18 years, how awesome would that be for your business?
That would be phenomenal. And, it really is about impacting a person's life. And it I always think about when I meet somebody, this could be somebody that we become best friends, because, I'm going to be helping them, let's say, maybe in their business or with sales. But a lot of times the personal aspects of their life spill into those sessions, right? Because maybe, you're stressed about the fact that, your job's on the line and you need to improve and figure out a way to, make it in the mortgage industry, right? It's either sink or swim. And so a lot of times, you're having to deal with helping people overcome those issues in their personal life. And yeah, you become lifelong friends and coaches, and you build that type of relationship. Yeah, that would be ideal, is to have someone who is a lifelong customer.
I think going back to Zach, You know, you're kind of in a role where you have to be like a, like a, like Chris mentioned, you know, what's the difference between in an earlier session, training and coaching, right? What's the difference? And, you know, we'll go around the room and get everybody's opinion on this, but I think for you, you're doing both, right? You have to train these people to do what they need to do. Then you got to hold them reliable, you know, accountable and coach them through these, you know, tough times that maybe it went great 3 months in a row. Maybe not, maybe the market isn't what it was. You know, what do you do then? Or how do you take that training into coaching? Does it take time?
Well, I think you have two components there, and they go hand in hand, but they are very different. Training is teaching the technical skill set for the job that you're doing. So for instance, in my world, I train my team how to pre-qualify a client and make sure that we can actually deliver on the loan when we say we can. So that's the training piece to it. The coaching aspect for me is watching them perform the tasks and then looking back and saying, hey, we have some opportunity to improve here. So we're providing that post that post-circumstance feedback. So training to me is all about how to get it done, and the coaching is watching, observing, and correcting behaviors that we can to take it to that next level.
Right. Very cool. We, you know, we have a staff of, you know, 6-7 people at Poppy Art Solutions now, and, you know, there's a lot of training that goes in to what I'm doing, because each day we're dealing with people in their homes. So I have to train people, you know, hopefully they've been trained through life, but to A, be respectful, but B, you know, go to people's property with respect. And, you know, that's important. And then as we're there, you know, I've got to coach them through these tough challenges of, you know, how are we supposed to get this stump out, you know, in the next hour? Well, I got to coach them through it. You know, hopefully the training that I'm giving while the coaching is, you know, going along at the same time is working, because I am responsible for attitudes. Mm-hmm. You know, how can we get this hard, challenging task out of the way and still get in the truck and still come to work tomorrow, you know, respecting the training that was going on and the coaching that I tried to do while we're all out there busting our butts and, you know, going home at a decent hour.
You have an interesting coaching strategy that I started implementing, and you don't even know that you probably dropped this knowledge just randomly one day. You're like, sometimes I'll get my group together. We got 3 or 4 of us out there. All right, what can you do in the next 45 seconds? Get it done. Okay, yeah, this is going to take 10 minutes with all of us. Everybody jump on this. We'll have it done in 10 minutes. Okay, then let's get this one done. This one's going to take 2 minutes. If you two do it, and me and him can take this 2 minutes and do that over there. Once that all gone, then we'll take a 5. Like, that'll round out the hour, and we'll take this 5-minute break. So I've utilized that, like, okay, after this, I'm going to go get in the car, see if there's a call I can make that doesn't require me to take notes during the call. So if I can do that on the way, awesome. I'm on Bluetooth, so we're good to go there. So, yeah, coaching, like, for me is those tweaks, tweaking everything, being, you know, ahead of the opposition, whatever the opposition may be,
right?
Like, in whatever context you're going to use that. And training is that, getting that mental wellness, the repetition. Just knowing what you're doing, always going back to basics, like, and remembering the core of where things started. You have to train that, train your mind a certain way, to be a certain way. And then you're coaching to oversee that, subtle tweaks, and recognize each player's different strengths and weaknesses and play to their strength, and while you're building up the weaknesses. So that's, yeah, definitely appreciate good coaching. And go back to what Chris said at the beginning, there's no pros. And Zach, you said it a couple weeks ago, there's no pro athletes that don't have coaches. Like, why should it be any different in our businesses?
Yeah, and Odin, to kind of touch on that as well, I mean, I look at it, and I learned this lesson through actually being a YMCA coach of first and second grade basketball kids. Awesome. I have to train them in practice. And then in the game, I am coaching them, and that's the observation of what I've trained them to do. And then we have to go back and huddle and keep getting better. So I take that same mentality. I mean, we simplify it. Hey, I'm practicing while I'm doing my training,
right,
my repetitions, my habits, the things that I'm building to make consistencies. And then the coaching is, hey, we've executed, but we can do it better. So, you know, I agree with what you said there, Odin.
Where that came from me, that, you know, the whole breaking things up into like silly, you know, 7-minute increments or whatever it might be, it all boils down to like what's called the Toyota Lean. And that's a strategy Toyota uses that was pushed upon me from the owner of 49er Country Club. And, you know, he wanted to see that things were not only done precisely, effectively, and consistently over time, but that machines and tools get put back in the way they were, you know, supposed to be. So we, you know, go to grab a shovel and the shovel's there. That's just a simple mindset. And I kind of, you know, take it home with me, you know, and like it's, it goes down to this. When you put on your shoes, what do you have to do? Me, I just have to put my shoes on. I don't have to tie them. I'm gone. I'm ahead of the game. You know, in the days that I do have to tie shoes, guess what? I'm going to go fast. And I don't know why, you know, but I just like to get things done in like simple strategies. And hopefully that relates to, you know, that, that charismatic pull on people to follow suit, you know, and, you know, it's worked for me for a lot, everything I've ever done, even when I wasn't responsible for, you know, managing people. In elementary school, I always would do that type of stuff. Going back to a kid, you know, it's like I was like, this is the way my brain has worked forever. You know, it wasn't a teaching thing. So, but some people in their later lives need to get jobs and work hard, and they have to learn these things. And if you're not finding people that are willing to learn, keep looking for them. Yeah. You know, like
for sure,
like that's what I've found. And you know, I listened to another podcast. A guy named Brad Lee, right? You've probably heard of him, you know,
yep.
One of our buddies, he pushed him on us and, you know, he's just, you know, work hard, you know, like that's what he promotes and it is what it is, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but to be harder than everybody that you know. Yeah,
I like to use stay consistent in spite of change. Like everything's always changing in every industry, no matter what it is. And you have to keep your consistencies about you.
Absolutely. So Chris, where are you from? We didn't really touch on where everybody's from. I know Zach's from Tucson. You know, we don't have to, there's no organization here really. So I don't want to drift too far apart. Where are you from, man? Where, how long have you been in Tucson?
Yeah, I'm originally born, I was born in the Philippines and my dad is retired Air Force. So we were stationed out here over at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base when I was six. And lived most of my life here in Tucson. My parents actually separated in, you know, when I was a sophomore or freshman in high school, and I ended up moving out to Fresno, California, and then moved back to Tucson. And I think it was my sophomore year of college. And yeah, you look at the view of the mountains and you realize how breathtaking it is. And so I think I counted it. This might be my 30th year here in Tucson. So nice.
Very cool, man. And Odin, you said you were born where?
Born in Minneapolis, kind of raised between Minneapolis and Eau Claire, Wisconsin. If you heard of that, it's an hour and a half east of Minneapolis. So kind of grew up between that area, joined the Air Force when I was 19, had a 14-year illustrious career, fixed airplanes for a while, fixed runway equipment for a while. And then most recently, I oversaw a training program of people who did engineering and installations work. So basically think everything from a cell phone tower, the antenna, all the way the cables down the tower, underground to a junction box, then into a building, up to the ceiling, and then down to your drops where you're plugging in and getting your internet, your telephone. So whole capacity, large scope, very small community, probably 1,500 people total across the Department of Defense, doing a whole lot of work across the whole globe. So I oversaw a training program of one of those units, about 100 people for the last 5 years. And then military had me a little bit in a cage. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to take a break from this. Maybe we'll go back later. But for now, I think we're up from Minneapolis. We're going to go back to Tucson. It makes the most sense for the family. We love Tucson, so let's get it. And that's how real estate came about. My wife and I recently bought a house. The person who helped us buy that house is the team I'm now on. I just liked what they're doing for the city, and like I said, I want to put on.
Very cool. Zach?
I'm a proud Tucson native. Born and raised here. Love the mountain views. Love the weather. We don't have to wear sweaters or jeans if we don't want to in December. We got a lot of family in the Midwest and back east, and so I like sending them pictures all the time of me in shorts in December, right. And they're bundled up in a nice thick jacket.
Yep, yep. Just like you, I know nothing other than what we see today. You know, right. We've experienced every day together in different parts of the city.
yes, sir.
Yeah, Zach and I, we grew up. He's older than I am, and my best friend growing up had a brother whose best friend was Zach's brother. And so then as time went on, you know, Zach knew who I was, and I was young and, you know, dumb, and I didn't know who he was because I was a little kid. And he's like, hey, you know, you're Josh Grubb. I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? And, you know, so, you know, it's just funny how if they're childhood friends, you know, we've, you know, grown to help each other out, you know, be good friends, play golf together every once in a while. You know, he's got kids. I think everybody here has kids. So I think that's what we're all, you know, here to push hard for every day, like Chris said, to give that family of ours that special life, whatever that is. You know, hopefully our industries can do it for us. We, you know, we're hoping for people that got rain to call us, you know, this next week, you know, in the next month to come spray the weeds for them, because they've got to be coming, you know. They're coming. Right. Zach's aren't. That's another story. We have a buddy of ours, and he gave us a testimonial for Poppy Yard Solutions. We've sprayed, I think, 3 properties for him, and he was on the show, Alex Mastrangelo. He gave us a good testimonial the other day out of nowhere. You know, we've done 3 properties for him, and all these rains, he still doesn't have any weeds. And I said, well, you're on the good group of people. Good for
That's
you.
What I'm talking about right there.
So, you know, I think, you know, a good thing that I've never touched on with anybody is what's a good testimonial that, you know, one of us has gotten, you know, as a, you know, providing our services. What's something that, you know, touched you? You know, I'll go first. We try to do business with a lot of different sources, you know, getting leads from whatever, Facebook. Well, we got a source called We Got a Guy, and we did a job for a gal who needed her weeds pulled by a Tuesday morning. And I gave her a call, knocked it out on Tuesday, sprayed the yard for weeds a few days later. And We Got a Guy reaches out to this gal, and her testimonial was unbelievable. You know, she just was like so happy that, hey, I went out to got her job done the day before that was needing to be done. But the one thing that touched her the most is that I said her name when I answered the phone. You know, I was like, I wasn't just like, hello, Josh. You know, I was like, hey, how's it going, Katie? And she, I guess that right there was like her wow factor. That was amazing. You know, like I thought that was really cool that, because I didn't remember that. It's just what I do. I think it's just something that if you talk to people and, you know, say their name, mm-hmm. that can go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Made the transition here in September, but, what comes to mind is, I'm working with, a client. I call him Five-Star Mike. And I actually went to a seminar the other night, and the presenter was talking about, you know, nowadays when people look for, let's say, a realtor or a mortgage lender, they're looking up on Google or Facebook, and the first thing they look at is the ratings and the reviews, right? You're looking for the 5-star reviews. If there's bad reviews on there, sometimes people get turned away. But my client, you know, he was telling me, you know, he wanted to work on his confidence, and I was like, you know what? You know what's better than some you tooting your own horn? It's when your customers toot your horn, right? So I said, what kind of ratings do you get? And he pulled them up, and he had all 5-star reviews, 1 4-star review. I'm like, man, you got to send that over to me, right? And from that, it really helped him realize, wow, you know, if you work with 5-star Mike, he's going to give you personal, customized service. People were saying, he made this process easy. He took the time to explain everything. And to me, you know, it's like, wow, I can recommend you with confidence, and people would love to recommend you, you know, to their realtor friends, to anybody that's looking for a home. And to me, that was just a huge victory, you know, an aspect of where we could help him out. And, with that, he's been busy, and, he's got, you know, he told me he had, 2 deals that were going to be closing up on Friday. And so, you know, I was just cheering him on, and proud of, and as a coach, you know, I'm only as good as the people that I work with. And whenever they have success, I turn it back and say, you know what? It's my honor, because that was all you, right? You put in the effort, you held yourself, you know, you put in the work, and it's a kudos to you.
Very cool. Odin? Have you had any early, any cool stories of people that you've worked with?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a client, and he was in Guam for work, and he made me earn it. So if you don't know the Tucson area, he had me running around all Oro Valley, and I live far east Tucson, like not southeast, but the new east side, like Broadway, Houghton. And I'm going all up Oro Valley, Twin Peaks, way, you know, Silver Bell and Sweetwater, just that whole loop right there, just so far from my house, measuring rooms, because not every real estate agent who lists a house puts the dimensions on there. So I'm getting him measurements and really putting in the work and making him videos and editing them to him real quick. Okay, this looks like this, this looks like this, here's some stuff. He's like, okay, all right, I'm coming to town on this day. I got 2 days to find a house. And if I don't, I got to rent for 6 months. I don't want to rent for 6 months. So let's get it. I'm like, okay, we got to break every rule. So we went out there. We looked at 13 houses in one day. You go colorblind after about five. So every house looks the same. I was like, we got to break all the rules. We're on a time schedule. Next day, you know, cut that list down to six. So we saw another six houses the next day of the same ones. So we went through. Everything was great. He goes back out of town. So you're buying a house. He sold a house out of state. He's coming into town, you know, so he just sold the house, stressful situation, buying a new house, stressful situation, compressed timeline because he's going to leave the country for work, stressful situation, death in the family. Oh, that hit. Okay, we're just day, we went under contract. Like, okay, extra stressful situation. I got this. Let me take this all off your back as much as I can do for you. I got it. So I got him all the right referrals, home inspection, roof report, termites. Good to go, no problems. AC guy follow up, plumber follow up. Boom, we're good to go. He just so just grateful to me. He gave me a personal, just I mean the text messages to phone screens. Just I appreciate everything that you've done. You did this, you did that, and I left him, you know, some Barrio Blonde in the fridge for him and his favorite Monster energy drink. It was a purple one, so he was good to go to get unpacked and then now leave the country again. So it was nice, you know, putting in all that legwork over, you know, a few months, and then him actually truly appreciating and thanking me for everything individually that I did for him.
You gave him the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, $2,000 a client. I spent about that much in gas. Yeah.
Zach, I know your list is long, dude. I saw you digging deep.
Oh,
stay
man.
Stay relevant.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was definitely digging deep. And two things come to mind. First and foremost is the opportunity to be here is evidence that I must have done something well taking care of you and your wife with your first home purchase. So that testimonial speaks louder than any new testimonial here in the last couple of weeks because it's an opportunity for us to grow together, and I think that's just amazing. So yeah. Thank you, Josh.
You bet, man.
For that opportunity. The second testimonial is something I'm going to brag a little bit about. I mentioned earlier that I'm a Tucson native, and one of the biggest testimonials about my business and my service and what I do for my clients is being voted the most or best mortgage loan officer in Tucson in the Arizona Daily Star Awards for 2018, and that's absolutely something that I really take a lot of pride in because there's a lot of great guys here in town. So that testimonial, I got to stand up on stage and I brought a ton of friends and business colleagues with me. And we had a great time at the awards dinner. And that's something that I'm super excited about. And I think that's one of my coolest testimonials thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations on that. And that was what, a month ago, I think?
Yeah, just a month ago. So I'm still riding high from that one.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh no, it's a great thing. I mean, it's super fun from a marketing standpoint. I mean, go to Odin's mentioned earlier about social media. I mean, I use that for that. So that's an awesome opportunity in that sense. But also getting to meet all the other top people in their industries was super exciting. And it was fun to meet a lot of those people and shake hands and talk to them and hear their stories and just see what the community is all about, what companies are there. I mean, there was industries that I would have never thought of that I got to meet and hear from. And so that was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That is super cool. You know, I don't know if I think there is a top landscaping company category. There's a couple different of them, hardscapes. I looked at the little
Yeah, there's results. A lot of them, and we can definitely work to get you there, Josh.
We, you know, we're working daily. We, John. Anyway, so guys, you know, we're going to, you know, start wrapping it up. I think we got a lot of things out there today, a lot of good stuff, you know, real natural. I don't think anybody scripted, you know, I have a little thing in front of me here, but I didn't even look at it. The show is called Weeding Out Business. We're excited to have people listening and, you know, hopefully they can get some laughs and take some value from what, you know, what we're saying myself and the guests that I've had. You know, I was really excited for this show, guys. I'm not going to lie. I was pumped. And, Odin was the, you know, that last pick on the basketball school team where you're like, who's last? And you're like, I can't believe Odin's there. Odin's on the team. And so, you know, thanks for your prompt, you know, willingness to come on and, you know, share with what you're doing.
No doubt.
That's it. You know, it's Tuesday. Sorry, it's Thursday. My week has been long. I'm glad it's Friday tomorrow. We're at the Stewart Title Studio in Tucson, and this has been Weeding Out Business, Episode 4. I'm Josh Grubaugh, owner of Poppy Yard Solutions. Make sure you check out our website, poppyyards.com. Have a great day.